If you have gone out on that date and, man, you thought things were going well. In fact, you were already planning out the second, third, fourth date. You saw the ring in your future and then nothing. The person that completely ghosted you. Well, we can help you out. We got your back. That's what we do with the second date update. Today, we're going to help out Brad. What's up, Brad?
How's it going, guys?
Is it Gentry or Gentry? How do you say?
Gentry.
Gentry. Gentry. Okay, Gentry. So where did you meet Gentry?
We met on Bumble. We had matched up a while ago, but I got kind of bummed out because it expired before she ended up messaging me. So I didn't really, I kind of thought it was a missed opportunity, but,
okay. I didn't know that happens on Bumble.
If the girl doesn't reach out to the guy in 24 hours, then the match expires and you can't reach out again.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's kind of what happened to you, Brad?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
But we ended up connecting and, yeah, I mean, just right off the bat, everything seemed great. We were into the same things. She hikes, she fishes, she has a dog. I have a dog. Just completely like checked all the boxes, it seemed. So we matched again. And like I said, and she reached out and we ended up, making plans and I didn't go like overboard. I took her to a restaurant that neither of us had ever been to. And
wait, bad choice there,
yeah.
Man. You got to do a run through before the day. You don't just start off at new restaurant.
I had gotten so many good recommendations that it was easy. I wasn't taking her to some slop house or anything.
Okay.
Like that. And the food was amazing and we like chatted. The conversation was really easy and effortless and, we even were like getting into showing each other photos and videos of our dogs. And
aww.
I mean, like it felt really great. It felt perfect from my perspective. And, the night wrapped up really, really casually. And, I thought we would be getting in touch shortly thereafter to hang out again, but she just she's not been calling me back or texting me. And yeah, I'm not sure why, really. The only thing I can think of is that, like, when I picked her up, I had just come from work, and I didn't have time to, like, clean up my car, so it was just kind of, like, I had a bunch of stuff in the passenger seat that I, like, threw into the back, and...
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing that I can think of, but, like, even that's not a big deal. It went so well,
Hey, Monroe, let me ask you, would that, like, be a big turnoff if you got in the car and it would...
Absolutely.
It would be?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, seriously?
Isn't that a thing? Don't guys, like, go out and they clean their car and they get all...
Oh, don't go in my car.
No. Neither one of us want you in our cars now.
Best foot forward.
I found, like, a flower growing in my car. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
How much sediment is needed in a car to grow a flower, but I had one. So you're thinking maybe that's why.
I would say that's a red flag for me.
All right, Brad, why don't we do this? We'll get Gentry's phone number from you and let us just call her up and we'll see if it was the messy car, if something else happened, okay?
Okay.
It's your second date update. We are trying to help out Brad, who met Gentry on Bumble. They went out to a restaurant, a new restaurant that Brad had never been to which I say, bad mistake. You don't do that.
It's a bad call.
Yeah, you got to go to a place first and try it out, because that alone could maybe ruin the date.
But he says it worked out. He said the food was good.
Right, and then Brad did pick up Gentry in a car that was messy. Monroe is saying a messy car will scare off a lady.
Mm-hmm.
But Brad feels like he does want that second date, and that's why he reached out to us. Hey, Brad, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool, man. Hey, we tracked down Gentry, so I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Gentry, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air right now with myself, John, and Jackson, and Monroe. Good morning. I hope that's still okay with you.
I'm a little curious to know what this is about, obviously. But
so many things, Gentry. So many questions. One being, okay. Will you be the tiebreaker with a disagreement I have with Monroe?
Of course.
Okay, I say that if you're going out on a first date and the guy's car is dirty, that you just look the other way and you're like, oh, okay, that's fine. Monroe says that's a deal breaker. What do you say?
For me, it's about their house more than their car, because my car is messy too, but my house is clean.
That's fair.
And that for me is a sign of, like, someone who's got it together, you know, like their house is clean, your car you can be a little lax on.
If he knows he's picking you up, though, and he doesn't clean his car, how prepared was he for this date?
Okay, but how, like, dirty are we talking, though?
That's a good point. Well, let me ask you, because you could answer that question. You actually went out on a date recently with a guy named Brad, and you did see his messy car. So was that a dirty car, and was that the reason why you didn't call him back?
Wow. how do you know all of that?
Well, you know, Brad actually reached out to us, and he seems like a great guy. We had a good talk, and he really liked you, and you guys both have dogs, and we know you shared a lot of stories about your dogs, and you know, you're not calling him back. And he thought maybe it's because of the car being dirty, and I just thought that sounded kind of crazy. So, you know, you want to tell us about the date?
I'm just sorry. I'm like a little overwhelmed.
I know it's a lot.
You all about our date.
Yeah, he said that the food was great. You had a good talk. You guys showed photos like of your dogs, and so I'm just kind of curious why he didn't score that next date number two.
Right. Okay. Well, it didn't have anything to do with his car. No.
Okay.
I mean, I was being honest. Like I don't care about a dude's car at all. And he was a nice guy. Like I enjoyed hanging out with him, and he loves dogs. I love my dog. You know, we got along really well, all of that. I guess, so here was what happened for me. When the check came out, he asked for a student discount, which that by itself is fine. You know, I'm all about being thrifty. But then the waitress said that they didn't have a student discount, and he got kind of like huffy about it and asked her to see the manager. And then the manager came out and he was really rude, and kind of, he made a really big scene. So that was just a really big turnoff for me.
Got it. Okay.
Ew.
Is that a new?
Ew.
So yeah. You're enjoying yourself.
Hang on.
Well, hold on, Brad. Brad, you hang on. Gentry, Brad has actually been listening in. And obviously, Brad, I feel like you have something to say about this.
Yeah. Gentry, I wasn't rude. I mean, I don't think that like a brief conversation with the manager was out of the question. Do you? I mean, I wasn't rude. I just wanted to understand,
yes,
like, why
were.
They didn't have
you were incredibly
a discount.
Rude to
every
them.
Other restaurant in town does. Like,
you told them their food was not worth what they're charging for it.
Let me ask you this, Gentry. When Brad started to have this conversation with the manager, could other tables hear the conversation? Was there like a
yes?
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, Brad.
It was super embarrassing. And also, like, it just says so much about you if you're rude to wait staff. Clearly, A, you've never worked in the service industry, and B, you just kind of have no empathy for their job and what they're going through.
Brad, to me, it sounds like you don't feel like there was a scene that was caused. You feel like you had just a nice, polite conversation, and you went on your way, but... Gentry.
First of all, I wasn't rude to the wait staff. I asked to speak to the manager, and if anybody was rude, it was the manager. They like she like looked at me like I was an idiot for asking the question when it's not a crazy question at all. I was just trying to save a little money. Like I mean, you yourself just said, Gentry, that you don't mind someone who's thrifty. Like
but you're not even a student, and you were making a scene about the fact that they don't have a student discount.
God,
that's smooth.
It's
I like
ridiculous that.
That
they don't have a student discount.
How about this? Instead of a student discount, let us pay for the whole thing. You guys can go on a number two. We'll call it the Mix 105.1 discount, and you can just kind of start over. Gentry, is this something you're interested in doing?
No. I mean, it was an immediate turnoff, and I don't really have any interest in going out again.
I mean, I guess that's fine. If Gentry doesn't want to go out again, I get it, but I don't know if you guys want to still, like, shoot over that gift certificate. That would be awesome.
No.